Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who is the star of the Revengers, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our post-finale coverage of The Celebrity Apprentice 2015. And let me bring in my co-host for this exciting two-hour block of television. Here he is, Mike Knight Pulling Bloom.
It's pronounced Zierling, Rob.
Zierling. It was a night of mispronunciations all over the place.
Yeah, John Travolta must be like wiping sweat off his brow right now that he is no longer is he thought about as the main person to mispronounce names on live television.
Yes, it was a night of kneecap sucking. It was a night of money raised for charity. And it was a night of hope springing eternal for The Celebrity Apprentice, because first off, our top story at this hour, Lisa Gibbons defeats Geraldo in The Celebrity Apprentice 2015. Mike Bloom, your thoughts?
Fantastic. I think I talked about this last week in our podcast, as much as I love Geraldo as a character, Lisa really was the strongest competitor this season. And honestly, again, as much of an entertainment spectacle as we take Celebrity Apprentice is, it's really nice to once in a while have someone who's very, very capable actually win the competition. And I felt like Lisa did just that. And I mean, she kind of flawlessly did that final task. I don't think we've ever seen a final task as flawless before. So I was very happy that, you know, Trump had came to his senses for once and was able to pick the more capable person above his friend.
Yeah, I think that she nailed just about everything this season. It's hard to point to a misstep that she had. I mean, the biggest criticism from this task was that she didn't incorporate enough celebrity into her commercial. Other than that, I don't think she really was one thing that you could have blamed her for getting it wrong the whole season.
Yep, absolutely. I think maybe, I forgot if she worked exclusively on that Cosmo task that the women lost. That's probably the only thing I can think of that Lisa honestly did wrong the entire season. But the fact is, she is so eloquent. I would compare her to like the Kim Spradling of Celebrity Apprentice, in that she's like extremely capable. She's very mild mannered and very well put together. So that doesn't make her the best TV, but she's still an extremely strong competitor.
Wow, Lisa Gibbons, the Kim Spradling or Spradling of Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Yes. Wow. Thanks so much. Lisa Gibbons is going to be thrilled.
I'm sure she's an avid Survivor watcher. She loved One World, from what I heard. So I'm sure she's going to love the comparison.
All right. So we are live after the finale. Got a lot to do tonight. Want to get your questions in. Of course, the chat room is up. If you went to the page on robinswebsite.com and it wasn't there, hit refresh. It's there now. Also, we are following your tweets, hashtag RHAP, and also on our YouTube channel at robinswebsite.com/YouTube. Mike and I will go through everything from the episode, some thoughts on the finale, on the reunion. Also, take your questions here along the way. And Mike, the other big news today in the reality TV world, the voting is open now for the Miss and Mr. Survivor finals.
Wow. It seems, has this offseason felt short or long to you? I know it's not technically an offseason for you, but I would say the Survivor offseason, it's felt really long to me.
It's felt really long to me too.
it's just weird thinking about like that this is coming to an end. You know,
yes, coming to an end. Coming to an end. And now back to the busy season.
Well, at least you'll have a better time getting your poll up than Geraldo did.
Yes, because he may be old, but he can still get it up. But not high enough to get over Lisa.
No, Lisa apparently had a much more of a package to present than Geraldo did at the end of the day.
Yes, yes. And Mike, the other big news of the night, Donald Trump reveals that Celebrity Apprentice will be back, I guess, in 2016?
Maybe. Well, we might see each other again in 2017 at this rate. Maybe they thought taking an off year would be a good time, but I mean, I am ecstatic. I know I listened to your interview with Dalton Ross earlier today, and he was really pegging for the renewal as well. I'm sure we'll save general thoughts about the season later on, but I thought this was a really, really fun season, and especially to cover. So I'm glad that they, like, you know, are keep the strong season has kind of pushed them through for a renewal instead of kind of going out on a high note like I thought they were initially going to do.
Yeah, if you didn't catch my interview with Dalton Ross, we were talking about Celebrity Apprentice and why after last season it seemed like that was going to be probably it and it looked like the show was headed down. He said that the problem was with All-Star Celebrity Apprentice, it was like All-Star Dancing with the Stars. People are curious to see how the celebrities are going to be. And when you have the All-Star season, it's like they already know these people. They're not really that interested in coming back to see them play again. They want to see new celebrities every season. And so we'll see if that's the case and if a new season of Celebrity Apprentice will be just as strong.
Yeah, I would think so. I think they were able to find at least a capable cast of individuals. I'll definitely say that there were some duds here and there, but I would say specifically from like the female cast spectrum, most of the casting they did was stellar. So whoever they have in casting, just keep bringing in the people that will cause good TV, and you might see a season 16 of The Apprentice as well.
And Mike, if you go back to our season preview, we said that we were a little concerned about the casting of the women. We said the men, we thought they nailed it.
Yeah, oh, how wrong we were, Rob. Oh, how wrong we were. I think our major downfall was that we didn't really know the women. I think a major fallacy, I know at least I have, was that I did not know the Real Housewives. So I did not know what either Brandy or Kenya was going to bring to the table. And I knew minimal about Vivica. And those were kind of like three of our biggest female stars. And the men, I think we were like, oh, yeah, here's Gilbert Gottfried. Here's T.O. They're going to be great. But they really fizzled out. So I think we definitely underestimated the women. I think Ian Ziering put it best when he said that like the women just didn't get along and they caused more drama throughout. I would say overall, the women as a whole made better TV than Geraldo by himself.
Yeah. I think we were right about Sean and Tracy, though.
Yeah, I will say Tracy / Jamie Anderson did. I think she did flame out spectacularly. And at least Sean had the moon cycle moment. But yeah, those were pretty big ice.
Yeah, it's appropriate that after the entire season, I still can't get her name right. She's so boring. She's so boring. I've invented a new person for her.
Did you even notice that Sean Johnson wasn't there?
I did notice that she wasn't there, but I did not care that she wasn't there.
She was, I think, stuck in Nashville because of, I guess there's yet another impending snowstorm that's hitting us East Coasters.
Oh, she was trying to get there?
Yeah, she was stuck in the airport.
Okay. What about Sig?
That's a good question. I forgot Sig wasn't there. Sig is probably still out on a boat somewhere with the Hooters girls trying to bring people in on his tour.
Yeah, I can't find my penis in the morning.
Or he's still looking for his penis.
Yeah, that would be a great thing. That's it. Was anybody else missing?
I guess. I don't think so, considering that like they had, what, like six of the non-team players plus the other six, that's 12, plus two is 14. So yeah, out of the 16, two were missing. So yeah, everyone else was there.
Okay. Let's talk about the final tasks and ultimately the decision. Well, actually, let's switch that. I want to talk about the decision first, and then we'll talk about the final test. I have to give Donald Trump a lot of credit for choosing Lisa to be the Celebrity Apprentice, because if you're Donald Trump, you got to figure you're going to run into Geraldo a lot more than you're going to run into Lisa Gibbons. And you know, every time Donald Trump sees Geraldo for the rest of his life, Geraldo's going to be like, yeah, but I really think you should have picked me for Celebrity Apprentice. I really think I did a better job that season, and I really think that I could have been the guy. I really think that what I did, the work I did, you know, the name, brand, Geraldo, I really think that that would have been the better way to go, boss. I really think that, I think I've talked to a lot of people, they really think that I should have won, and I think you might have goofed on that one, Donald. Right.
Yeah, he's going to have like I think he has a big novelty check of $725,000 just in his pocket now that he's going to wave around like, oh, look what fell out. It's the check for all the money that I raised for my charity more than anyone ever. Isn't this great, Donald? Why didn't you hire me, Donald?
Yeah. What do you think was the biggest factor for Donald Trump?
I would say it was the fact that Lisa was pretty faultless in the final task. I think the nail in the coffin was that she raised more money on the final task than Geraldo did.
Yeah, if you're Geraldo, you got to raise more money, right?
Well, considering that's your wheelhouse, that's your five-hole task, and he failed at it. He failed, even though he raised $500,000 previously in the season, when it really counted, it didn't come through. And that's the fallacy in these tasks on Celebrity Apprentice, is that you need to strategically like bring in your contacts early on to get money for your team, but at the same time you need to reserve people for when you have your own fundraising tasks and need to bring people in. Geraldo failed to do that, and you know, Lisa beat him by almost twice as much money. She put on the better overall event, not to discredit Tony Orlando or anything, but I think she held by far the better event, had the better commercial, and her overall task record was 8-3 versus Geraldo's like 4-7. And you know, Johnny Damon put it best that Geraldo should just pack up his bag. He didn't make the All-Star game. He should just go back to the dugout.
Wow, tough talk for Johnny Damon.
Yeah, I know. I think that's the most significant thing we've heard out of Johnny Damon all season.
Yeah,
albeit to be a baseball reference, of course.
All right, let's talk about how Geraldo and Lisa Gibbons did in the final task. Of course, we saw the second part of making the commercial and getting everything set up. What did you think of what Geraldo ultimately ended up putting together? First, let's talk about the commercial.
You mean Geraldo Rivera, the Pied Piper, leading children around the Universal Park unattended?
Yes. In terms of Geraldo's presentation, yes. So he pulled out Tony Orlando, and who knew? Tony Orlando was so moved by this work Geraldo did.
Yeah, I mean, did you know who Tony Orlando was before you had to look him up after he just threw the name out there?
I knew who Tony Orlando was, yeah.
I did not. Until I realized that the songs he did, Tie a Yellow Ribbon and
Knock Three Times. Yes.
I'm surprised he didn't do Knock Three Times. I guess because they were wearing the yellow ribbons, right?
I think the yellow ribbon is easier to sort of, you know, wrap your head around, or, you know, you're raising money. You can wear a yellow ribbon. You don't want people knocking on too many things.
That's true. Knock Three Times for, what is it? Go to Work or whatever his hard work, whatever his charity's name is.
Yeah. Yeah, don't test quiz me on Geraldo's charity.
How much have you been paying attention?
Yes. Life's Work, is that what it is?
Life's Work. That's
Life's Work.
Is.
Yes, thank you.
You win the contest now.
Yes, thank you. But Tony Orlando, he was there, and like he was really passionate about Geraldo.
Yeah, it's interesting. We saw a lot of pathos out of Geraldo tonight, surprisingly. There's that one scene where Tony Orlando accepted and brought up the story about how his sister was kind of involved with the merits of the organization. And Geraldo actually started to cry, which is actually a surprisingly genuine moment we've seen out of this guy that has previously yelled, "Screw the terrorists, we've won," only like half a month ago. So it was a weird side of Geraldo to see. And I think this was actually... Not to like sound too sappy, but I think this was a great night for both charities. And I think, you know, in the past they've had the time to show people going to other people, to like other charities, to like show off the checks that they've yeah. brought in. And they really haven't had that this season, but they were able to in those last, you know, when they were filling for time in the last half hour or so, which I thought was really nice.
Yeah. Did you miss that this season?
Kind of, just because I think that would have strayed away from the fact that every time Trump asks someone what their charity is, the person not only has to say it, but describe what the charity is every single time. It's sort of like when Phil Kogan has to explain what a detour is every single episode of The Amazing Race. Like, I think it'd be nice if we had just gone to, you know, Brandy delivering the check to her organization, for example. And it's only like 5 minutes out of the show. I don't think it's going to be make that much of a dent into the overall running time.
Yeah, that's fair. In terms of the actual appearance of the charities this season, I think that was something that they had to cut down to do two stories a night on the Celebrity Apprentice, to basically do those instead of a 2 hour block, it's, you know, just an hour task. I wonder next season if they got the renewal, if they're going to go back to the 2 hour format.
Yeah, I'm assuming so. I would not put it past NBC to go whole haul in backing this horse to say like, all right, now we're going to put it back on and put it back to 2 hours again. I think you've said it before on podcast that I think 1.5 hours is like the sweet spot in terms of getting plenty of boardroom action in there, while at the same time giving time in the, you know, not dragging things out too long. But I think 1.5 hours is a really tough time to put on the schedule unless you put them back to back. So I think we're looking at 2 hours next year.
Yeah. What did you think when Geraldo went and visited the Life's Work headquarters and the guy said to them, quoted the "screw the terrorists"?
Oh my God.
Screw the terrorists. We've won.
That's, I think that's going to be Geraldo's lasting mark on Celebrity Apprentice, to be honest. I think a couple of years from now, when people say, like, what's the one moment you remember Geraldo Rivera doing? I think it's going to be Screw the Terrorists.
Not
neat. Sweet.
No, because then we had Nice Over Ice. And, yeah. You know, we've had other things. Neat Sweet was also like episode 2, I think.
Yeah, so. I think the one moment you're going to remember from Geraldo, I think you're going to remember him in his underwear with the weights. I think that's going to be the one thing you remember. I think that Screw the Terrorist we won is probably 2.
Yeah, so I think of the moments that we want to remember, I'd put Screw the Terrorist above Geraldo in his underwear lifting weights.
Yes, yes, just like back and forth with the...
He's not even doing anything.
Yeah, he's got like, what does he have? Like, you know, like 2-pound weights in his hand. He's like, oh, let me just get like pumped up for the.
Let me get
photo
like, my muscle tone going in the next 15 minutes.
Yes, yes, Geraldo. And so anything else that you took away from Geraldo's presentation? Okay, Geraldo had a lot of mispronunciations. Did he do the full-on Ian Zierling?
Yes, he said Ian Zierling, and then tried to correct himself and completely failed. And then I love what did Ian say in the confessional? He called like Geraldo Dotto in contrast, which I thought was funny. I was very quippy tonight. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and it was funny because when they got to the boardroom and Trump asked Ian Zierling about it, like should he be fired about that? I felt like Ian Zierling like kind of did want him to get. He said definitely not, but I felt like. He really was pissed off about it because Ian Zierling is just like Geraldo. And if you mispronounced Geraldo's name, he would be really pissed.
Yeah, considering he is, what do you call himself? Like, I'm genuinely iconic. I also loved having a live audience for this one because you could tell how much the crowd was laughing at Geraldo and all of his ridiculous statements. I don't know if that swayed Trump somehow. I could imagine it definitely contributed to the fact that like if Trump had hired Geraldo, the audience would kind of consider it a joke. Considering that they were laughing at every ridiculous thing Geraldo was saying.
Yeah. Ian Zierling tonight on Twitter did tweet, let's make hashtag Geraldildo trend at Apprentice NBC.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Ian Zierling, I think that, again, he's like the Luke Skywalker to Geraldo's Anakin Skywalker. He is... much like the senior member of the bloodline.
Come with me, Ian, and we will rule this neat, sweet galaxy together as
yes.
Protege and a veteran.
Yes, they have a lot in common. For Geraldo, he also said that Lorenzo Lamas was from the TV show The Revengers.
I don't even know what that is. He wasn't on the Avengers to begin with. He was on Falcon Crest.
What did he think he was on?
I have no idea. Let me see if I can look up Lorenzo. Maybe he was on something similar, but the most famous thing he's known for is being on Falcon Crest.
Yeah. I don't know. He was on Joe Schmo 3.
Maybe that's what he thought it was. It was Joe Schmo 3, The Revengers.
Yeah. By the way, not that it applies to either of the candidates, but what did you think of the use of the Transformers tonight?
I loved it personally. I think if I think we should start. Can we start the live know-it-alls that way in March? Just have Optimus Prime and Bumblebee walking to Gotham Comedy Club.
Hello, this is Optimus Prime, and you are here to see the live Survivor Know-It-Alls with Rob Cicerino and Steven Fishback. Now remember.
Can you get Hugo Weaving to do the voice of Optimus Prime to do a pre-recorded thing?
Yes, yes. And Bumblebee.
And Bumblebee can play the Survivor Know-It-Alls theme song.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. So let's talk about Lisa's performance tonight. Of course, she got her video going. Any thoughts on the Lisa video?
I talked about this last week. It seemed pretty generic. I think it was very middle of the road, family friendly. I could kind of get the executive's point that they should like use the celebrity, but I think they saw from Geraldo what it is to swing too much in that direction of like it was literally all about Geraldo. Unless you go like the viral video rather they did of having like Ian Zierling sell hot dogs to Johnny Damon. I really didn't see any need to incorporate celebrities in there.
Yeah, especially with the celebrities that Lisa had on her team.
Yeah, exactly. No one's going to be like, wow, Brandy Glanville of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Show us this Despicable Me exhibit, will you?
Yeah. Like, hey, kids, I'm baseball's Johnny Damon, and I'm here. I'm used to hitting things out of the park, but today I'm in the park at Universal.
Wow, you should be writing scripts for next year's final test.
We work on that. Let's see if I can workshop that. All right, so what did you think about the performance of Olivia Newton-John, a.k.a. Vivica A. Fox's favorite performing artist?
Her woman crush.
Yes, woman crush.
I would say I think this event is an optimal thing for, like, the sexagenarians or, like, anyone who grew up in the, or, like, the people in their 50s and 60s that grew up. I feel like if either one of us were there, we'd be like, all right, this is fine. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. Well, I have to say Donald Trump looked like he was way into Tony Orlando also.
Could somebody please out there make a gif of Donald Trump clapping along?
Like, hey, he's like, we're really into it.
But he can't move his shoulder, so he's just literally rocking from side to side. It's amazing.
Yeah. I wonder if Tony Orlando will be offered a spot on next year's Celebrity Apprentice.
And he's going to have tough competition up against Miss Colombian Universe, apparently.
Yes. I mean, we're already opening up spots. This is
down.
This is fantastic. We could even start making our own wish list.
I think so. We're going to have to, let's take out that made up list that hit the web a few years ago that you and Nicole talked about. And let's start calling those people again.
Sure.
George Lopez, right? He was on there.
Yeah, I feel like he's a little too big still for Celebrity Apprentice.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe. I don't know. You got his star's kind of falling a little bit. And it's like in the Geraldo Rivera territory, I would say.
I think George Lopez is still, you know, let's not debate the merits of George Lopez on the Celebrity Apprentice. who had a better performance, Olivia Newton-John or Paul McCartney on the SNL 40-year anniversary?
Oh, Paul. I thought Paul McCartney did a great job on that 5 seconds of I've Just Seen a Face. But if it's maybe I'm amazed versus Olivia Newton-John, you got to give it to ONJ.
Yes. Olivia Newton-John sang the magic song.
I wanted her to sing Physical.
Yeah. If it was a different task, then she could have come in and done that.
Yeah. If it was the Cosmo task about getting fit, I think she would have done it.
Well, if Lisa was project manager, they could have called her in for that.
Yeah, I didn't know they were so close.
Yeah. All right. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else from the tasks before we get to reunion stuff. What? Anything else, Mike?
I'm trying to look here. There really isn't. It seemed pretty straightforward. I think it's weird. I'm trying to remember if we ever had like a preemptive, pre-recorded boardroom before the live show that they did.
No, I feel like we always do that.
Okay, maybe I just haven't remembered it in the past. It did feel like, again, it was stretching for time, but when they brought everyone in to kind of recap the task a little bit, I thought it was fine. There wasn't anything out of the ordinary. I think Trump was trying to get Ian or Lorenzo to say that Lisa was better, but they weren't going to stray from being in Geraldo's camp. So it was pretty inconclusive.
Yeah, it's always like a bust when they do that. Like, not, you don't remember it because nothing interesting ever happens in that. It's like the final two never like fight with each other. All the people that are there, nobody's getting fired. So it's really like a completely like drama-free tribal boardroom.
Like, yeah, exactly. The only key thing that we got from it was that Lisa raised almost twice as much of money as Geraldo in that final task. That's the only piece of information we could glean from that entire, what, like 10 minutes of boardroom.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the whole task has already happened. It would be like if at, you know, the final tribal council, like after everything already happened, then like, okay, well, like, how do you think it went tonight? You know, it's like, well, you know, I think there was some things that were good. I think I won. I think I did a good job. Like, all right, well, we'll see. We'll see. You know, yeah. There's nothing really, it's very anticlimactic, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel so. Again, I'll say it. I feel like a broken record here, but I think that this 2-hour finale is such a stretch of time. Part of me was as much as I love Celebrity Apprentice, was kind of looking at my watch especially in that the latter hour, just waiting for something to happen. And I think this definitely contributed to that, some of the more boring section of tonight's finale.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about the reunion stuff, because I think that was where the real meat for the Celebrity Apprentice finale is.
Yeah. There are a lot of gaffes and prepackaged tapes that we didn't think would happen, and some little bit of cattiness as well. It was a fun reunion. Not as an all-out brawl as, you know, LaToya Jackson and Omarosa almost getting into a fist fight, but still very, very suitable.
Okay. Well, I think the biggest thing to come out of the reunion tonight was PhoneGate revisited.
I mean, I don't know what they were expecting out of that. Kenya is going to deny that she did it, you know, to hell and back. And I don't think bringing her out on live TV and saying, "Did you do it?" is going to make her change her game whatsoever. Even if she did it, she's in too far now at this point. She's been lying about it for like a year. I don't know why she want to give it up at this point.
The cover up is worse than the crime, Mike.
Apparently. I mean, I think the Brandy's idea that it was Kenya's hair and makeup woman.
Yes.
As an interesting element to the case. It's like the Nisha call of PhoneGate right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, she could have had an alibi, maybe, even Kenya.
Yeah, that's weird, though. I can't imagine her makeup woman, like, just sneaking in there though, and stealing the phone. Unless Kenya, again, sicked her onto it.
Well, it also could be, like, in the Kenya Moore entourage. It could be, like, sort of like a, you know, medieval court where the person who does the makeup is like, "Oh, I'll win favor with Kenya Moore if I do this thing and steal the phone for Vivica." So then Kenya may not have even known about it. And then the makeup person says, like, "I brought you her phone. We can tweet a fake message from her about how she has menopause." Like, "Oh, this is brilliant. Now I give you a promotion. Now you're also in charge of picking out my shoes."
But then Kenya kind of got fired in part because of that. So is she demoted from hair
then
and makeup
she's
and shoes?
Beheaded.
Then she's just beheaded in the square.
Yes, she's beheaded. And then she's done. She's gone with the wind, fabulous. Or just gone with the wind at that point. So,
yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Now, the question that left me thinking was, does every person in the Celebrity Apprentice like have their own entourage of people that they travel with? Like, they have makeup people and clothing people that are their personal assistants?
I'd say certain people will. We know Geraldo would. Kenya obviously does. I would think someone like Vivica does, and I feel like Ian does as well. But like, do you think Johnny Damon really has an entourage at this point?
I know, but it's just for like hair and makeup, or is it like, could you have your assistant be following you around?
That's true. I don't know. Maybe there's certain clauses in a contract to say like, we're not gonna have an NBC person do my hair and makeup. I have my own person. They know me better to do it. So maybe that's, again, like a scheme for Kenya to bring in one of her buddies to do her dirty work and keep her hands clean.
Yeah, she's bringing in one of her goons. Then they do an operation, steal the phone.
I can just imagine, like, it's the hair and makeup person is just like this giant man with like a pinstripe suit on. Like, "Oh, yeah, I do makeup real good. Let me steal this phone now."
Yeah, she has henchmen that steal the phone. Did you like the part where she took the phone out? I did not care for it.
No, I liked the photo, the fabricated poster of like, has anyone found my phone? I think that was the best part of PhoneGate for the night. I feel like as much as Donald Trump said, it's been, you know, talked about in the country for weeks. I feel like it didn't really need to get brought up again because nobody was going to say anything. Even though we got some great lines out of Vivica, there really wasn't any sort of an advancement on that plot point.
What was your favorite thing that Vivica said?
I liked when Kenya was talking and she said, you know, "Well, you know, when Kenya starts with the hands, you know that she's lying."
Yeah, that's her tell.
Oh, man, that's a pretty bad tell.
Yeah, once she starts moving her hands, she's lying.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough tell to break. She's going to have to, like, tie her hands down if she wants to try to break that habit.
Yeah, I like that Kenya's move, that she just basically like compliments the Trumps on everything. And that's like, "Oh, well, she doesn't seem guilty. I mean, look, she's telling us how good we look tonight." Well, she's changing the subject.
She told Ivanka how good she looked like. Let's be Trump was very spurned that Kenya did not tell him how good he looked that night.
Yeah. How do you think Trump does on these reunion shows?
Horrible. he does some of the most awkward throws to commercials I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's the weak spot. I feel like it is fun because it's like almost like sometimes like confrontational with people. But I do think that there's some people that it's like Gilbert Gottfried like went out of the game at the same way as like five or six other people. And some people it's like, oh, you quit. And other people it's like, oh, what you did. Lorenzo, what a class act. What a class act. But there's other people, oh, I feel like you quit.
Yeah, exactly. And I just love his questioning of like, all right, Kenya, who should win? All right, Kate, who should win? Lorenzo, what's your charity? And we're good. We'll be right back. Like, it's no segues whatsoever.
Yeah. Who had a more questionable facial hair tonight? Lorenzo Lamas or me?
I think Lorenzo Lamas had the worst overall head package. Just because he had like the Macklemore hair going on.
Yes. You don't like that?
Well, I mean, considering he was looking like Ashton Kutcher throughout the entire season with the trucker hats, and now he's resembling Macklemore. I feel like Lorenzo Lamas kind of needs to take a look in the mirror and be like, okay, I'm 50. I'm going through menopause. I need to get over that.
Yeah. Manopause.
Exactly, menopause.
Do you think that he should get out the laser pointer and start pointing out things on himself?
As he's like silently crying to himself in the bathroom as he's pointing himself out with the laser. I think that'd be a good moment in his history.
Yeah. Do you wish we got more Bill Cosby talk with Keisha Pomponu? She's great. America's sweetheart, Keisha Knight Pulliam.
I believe the way he pronounced it was Keshia Nai, ooh, la loogie, ooh, you look great.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope that takes off.
I hope she changes her name to that.
Did you feel like we should have talked about the Cosby thing with her?
I don't know. I don't know how, I mean, again, this stuff aired a year ago.
But this was live.
That's true. I don't know if Trump wanted to stay away from it. You know, I think. Maybe Keisha felt a little criminalized by, you know, being brought into this whirlwind of Bill Cosby stuff, especially after she got eliminated this year and she got brought out on the Today Show and was asked about it. So maybe Trump was like, let's, as controversial as a person as I may be, let's stay out of that topic and let's talk more about PhoneGate.
Gilbert Gottfried got a lot of airtime.
Yeah, and he had I'm very surprised that he had his own package. I mean, again, he had some great sound bites for the three tasks he was on, but it was still like, all right, let's make a random prepackaged tape for this third boot that we have.
Yeah.
It just seems a little out of place.
Well, he gave them a lot in the time that he was there.
That's very true. I'd almost forgotten about him yelling at the Luvo people about how people had to, it was a miracle that a woman had sex with him like, twice.
That's right. My somebody had sex with me twice. Yeah. He was also funny when they went around, you know, he was funny every time they went to him tonight. He was great.
I love what did he say? Like, you know, Geraldo's great. And I'm sure he'd be the first person to tell you that.
Yeah.
That was a killer line.
It's a great line. It's a great line. So I really enjoyed Gilbert Gottfried on the show tonight. I'm trying to see who else was there. There's a couple of people that they really didn't even talk to at all, right?
You know, Kate was one of them. Tracy was a good
Jamie.
One.
Yeah. I mean, she had nothing to say.
No, what would she say? Considering that, like, Trump barely asked any questions outside of the final two. It was almost always... what was your charity, or like, how did you, and like, can we talk about those Twitter questions for a second? Those Twitter questions.
Oh, there was garbage. Scott, I swear to God, if we get questions like the people are sending in from The Apprentice, and just delete them. Delete them. Those are the worst Twitter questions ever.
Yeah, those are BS. The only kind of good one was the one directed towards Vivica of like, why didn't you fight to be in the finals? But then Vivica, again, gave the very political answer of like, I'm a realist. They were better. You know, there wasn't any sort of like inflammatory comments that they wanted to produce. It was like, what is the best part of being an entrepreneur, Kevin Jonas?
Yeah.
Like this so run of the mill question.
No, Scott, seriously, delete those questions if we get any boring questions like that. Mike Bloom, what did you learn about business this year?
I learned that sex does not always sell.
No, not always.
Not always.
That's at least a more interesting answer than we got from anybody on the panel.
Yeah, I think like Kevin Jonas talked about like focus, and Ian Ziering talked about like failure.
Yeah.
And it's like, it reminds me of those, do you remember in the old seasons of The Apprentice when there would be like Donald's words of the week? And it was like Donald Trump being like, whatever you want to do, you want to make money. Like just generic business phrases to use.
I like that. I like that. I wish that they would put that back in the show. And that's what I felt like last week when he was setting up the clip packages. That's what I felt like that was.
Maybe they'll have Geraldo do it next season.
Yes. Yes. But I'm serious, Scott. If we get any terrible questions like that, write down the names. And then if I'm following those people on Twitter, I'm going to unfollow them.
Are you going to send your hair and makeup people after them?
Yeah, then I'm going to send my hair and makeup person, who's very well compensated, to put this together. I'm going to send them to go steal their phone so they can. And then I'm going to tweet a better question about menopause.
Oh, man, this is a long game you're running.
Yes, yes, absolutely. He was really sucking kneecaps on T.O. also. It's like, T.O., so what do you think? You're going to be a Hall of Famer, right? You're going to be in the Hall of Fame? You were great on the show. You were fantastic. You were really, you did a great job.
He was like the most inconsequential cast member that season, I would argue. Like, he did not do anything. Like, that's, I feel like he just had to, like, give him a little bit of time just to, you know, this, again, this is Celebrity Apprentice. This is Donald Trump feeling like he's like owing them time for coming onto the show. So he wants to, you know, suck their kneecaps for the next 2 hours.
You were great. You were great. You were fantastic. It was the greatest, you were the greatest guy that I've ever met. What do you think of Kevin Jonas tonight?
Kevin Jonas, I got a little less of the douche chills from Kevin Jonas than I did last week of, him being so like, you know, directorial, cause he definitely seems to be in Lisa's camp. And I think it was a little less about like, oh, we have to manage Kevin, as much as Kevin very much respected Lisa. I think he did throw a little bit of shade at, Geraldo. When
the shade.
When Lisa said, I think Kevin called Lisa like poised, classy, and confident, which is important. I think he was definitely throwing a little bit of shade at Geraldo there.
Shots fired.
Yeah, not or well, there wasn't a third one.
These people are so dumb.
F-bomb.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, the crowd, I felt like they got on Geraldo. What do you say, that Lisa was high functioning?
Yeah, not the best term to use, especially if you're working with a charity that works with people on the mental spectrum.
yeah, that was a little odd. And the crowd was not into that. They did not like Geraldo. That I don't think it was a slight, but I feel like it could have been interpreted as one.
Yeah, it's no like a baller statement, but I think it wasn't the best.
Yeah. All right, I want to get to the questions, but before we hear what you guys have to say, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of Rob as a Podcast, and those are our friends over at NatureBox, because whether or not you're in the running to be the next Celebrity Apprentice, it's very hard to be able to get the right snacks at the right time, so go ahead and grab some NatureBox, lots of delicious and healthy snack options. At NatureBox, Mike.
You don't even have to tie a yellow ribbon around anything to get the
NatureBox.
Yes,
you don't need to tie a yellow ribbon to remind you. You don't need Geraldo to do an investigative journalism piece on everything else that you're eating, because they've done the research for you. No artificial flavors, no artificial colors or sweeteners, no grams trans fat, no high fructose corn syrup. You'll even have snacks with great flavors with no artificial nonsense in them, which is more than a lot of the Celebrity Apprentice candidates can say.
Especially in the posterior region.
Yes, yes. So if you're getting into that afternoon slump, don't be hungry and irritable. Grab some sriracha roasted cashews, some pistachio power clusters, or my favorite, the dark cocoa almonds. And you can get a chance to get some NatureBox for free with a trial box of 5 of the most popular snacks. Get some free snacks. Go to naturebox.com/RJP. You know you're going to snack. Get smart about it with naturebox.com. Naturebox.com/RJP for a free trial of delicious snacks. I want to get into some of the questions that we have here tonight. So, Scott, let's start to go into the mailbag and figure out what we have here tonight. Okay, so let's go ahead and fire this up. All right, Mike, are you ready?
I am ready to go.
Okay, All right, here we go. Let's go to question number one here tonight. Celebrity Apprentice, wrap up show. Get your questions in. Hashtag REJP. Also, robiswebsite.com/YouTube. Getting ready. Also, going to podcast Better Call Saul tonight. Also, all right. Nice. Going to do that tonight later, so don't go anywhere. DJ MCC93 says, what beat does your drummer make?
I did enjoy that, Geraldo mimicking, stomping on the floor to the different beats that him and Lorenzo go to. It was like something out of Stomp.
Yeah. So Geraldo's drummer goes one beat, and who is it? Ian's
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo's drummer goes another beat.
Yep, they're two different drummers on the same drum line. Unfortunately.
Okay. Do you beat your drum to a different beat, Mike?
I beat my drum in private. Thank you very much, Rob.
Yes. Okay. All right. So it's not synchronized with anybody else's drum.
I hope not.
Okay. All right. RFM7846 says, the intros that Trump gave the players cracked me up. From the King of Sharknado for Ian, actor and great guy for Lorenzo, and famous mother of eight for Kate.
I liked, so for Johnny Damon, did he say famous Yankee killer? Or, like, I thought I heard Yankee killer, but I might have misheard that.
Yeah, and is that a killer who was on the Yankees or somebody who kills the Yankees?
The famous serial killer who was on the New York Yankees, Johnny Damon.
Yeah. I would love to see the cue cards at this sort of thing, you know?
I would love to see the cue card guy, because I'm assuming he just has his head in his hands the entire time, just shaking his head of like all his precious segues are just gone.
Well, what do you think? You think it's cue cards, or you think it's a teleprompter? It's probably a teleprompter.
It's probably a teleprompter. And it's probably if it's a teleprompter, Trump's like, no, don't worry. I'll freebase it. I'm a professional.
I'll freebase it.
Yeah, I'll.
Is Daryl Strawberry back on the Celebrity Apprentice?
Maybe. Maybe that's the big twist for Celebrity Apprentice 8. They're bringing back former players again. Yeah. So I feel like Trump would be like, no, don't worry. I've been on Saturday Night Live before. I can make things up off the top of my head. I'm volcanic.
I'll wing it. Dominios. Okay. Let's go to another question. The great Jordan Kalish has a question. He wants to know, apparently Eric Trump is a Survivor caramel in pre-jury boot. Eric Trump did not get to the main stage tonight.
Well, I think Donny Douche earned his place when he was the key linchpin in PhoneGate. He was the one that pointed out, hey, Vivica, bad news. Here's a tweet on your phone. I feel like he played a key point in that. If he was,
you do Eric, a pretty good Donny Douche impression.
Thanks. So we'll have another season now that I'll be able to perfect my Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah.
Vivica,
bad news. yeah, Eric Trump just sort of gets like cast aside.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's and he's probably as vanilla as Julia Landauer at this point. We need some Eric moments that don't involve him big game hunting in Africa and taking pictures of it.
But I feel like that's even Don Jr.'s moment.
That's true. Yeah, Eric really hasn't had his own solo moments yet on the show.
Yeah, because he's trying to be like his dad. He's trying to impress his dad and not be an idiot. And unfortunately, he's just going under the radar.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's Purple Eric.
Yeah. All right. This is from Kyle Bello, who says, Trace Adkins or Lisa, who is a more boring winner? How dare you, Kyle Bello? How dare you speak of our newly crowned Celebrity Apprentice in such ways? So I don't think Trace was a boring winner. I thought Trace, Trace said to Stephen Baldwin, like, right? He said, Stephen, you be nice to Mary Lou or I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, he had those moments like him dressed up as the caveman. I would still say overall, I would rather see Lisa on TV than Trace. The problem that I have with Trace is that Trace just really didn't do anything except raise money, you know, and he was like competent at putting events together. Like, and I think Lisa was a more well put together package, and she's more interesting for me to watch on the show than Trace just, you know, grumbling in the back and then saying, all right, here's this guy, $500,000. I win.
My friend just called in. He got a check for $500,000. We win.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not doing anything today.
Yeah, close the shops.
Close the shop. We're not doing anything.
So I don't mind Trace Adkins. I don't mind.
Yeah. I would say, I guess, you know, if I don't want to rank winners too much, but I would I think I would put Lisa in like the, I put maybe her in like the top two right now.
No, let's rank the winners real quick.
Okay.
All right. All right. Best Celebrity Apprentice winner of all time.
Are we speaking on, I guess I would have to combine good entertainment value and like actually good business skills.
Let's put it in terms of not TV, but in terms of most capable, like these are the power rankings of, we are going to hire somebody to run an actual company. That is going to conduct business. And the late Joan Rivers, for the sake of this exercise, is she's back. She's back.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I would put Lisa number one, if that's the thing. If it's just about business abilities, I would put Lisa number one.
You would want Lisa Gibbons running the company.
I would absolutely love it, because I mean, she's just extremely capable. She knows how to delegate. She really knows how to work on every single aspect of the task at this point. I would put her number one with a bullet.
All right. So, all right. Just to reiterate for the people who may need their memory jogged a little bit. Of course, we have Piers Morgan. We have the late, great Joan Rivers. We have Bret Michaels. Mm-hmm. We have John Rich. And then who are we missing here?
Oh,
we
Arsenio.
Have Arsenio.
I think that bodes well for his chances, because he's the Tracy of these winners.
Yes. And then Trace Adkins, and then Lisa. I don't think you're wrong on Lisa Gibbons.
No. And I would put Piers number two. I think he's close behind, because I think...
Not John Rich?
No, because I think Piers is a very different managerial style than Lisa. Piers kind of ruled more with an iron fist, but I think he's very, very capable. I would put John Rich as a number three.
Okay. Piers, John Rich... who's four then? Trace Adkins?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, Trace Adkins. And who's five? Arsenio?
No, that's tough. That's tough. Because like,
actually, no, let's put Joan Rivers in the mix here.
Yeah, I put Joan at five.
Okay. Not above Trace Adkins?
I don't know. What do you think? Because I mean, Joan Rivers has for a while was looked upon as like the worst Celebrity Apprentice winner. Mm. Just because she, like, especially compared to Annie Duke, she really did not do anything. And it seemed like a lot of nepotism on Trump's part. So I'm fine with putting her low.
All right. Well, we'll put her five. We'll put her at five.
All right. We'll put Arsenio
number one in our hearts. I'd still have her over Arsenio.
Yeah, exactly. So Arsenio is holding it down at the bottom of our list right now. Yes. Who knows? Celebrity Apprentice.
No, Bret Michaels is at the bottom.
Oh, Bret Michaels. I totally forgot.
Yes, he's the worst. We would not want him anywhere near our company.
Considering that he got brought back and fired purely for the fact that he decided to return to the competition, speak something.
Yes, unless we were like a Mandana company.
Is that your new sponsor? Mandanas?
Not yet. Mandanas? Not yet. I'll let you know. All right. This is from Guy Smiley. Guy Smiley wants to say, I can't.
The Muppet?
Yes. I can't decide who is the king douche this season. You have Donnie douche, Papa douche, Geraldo douche. Since Donnie's still young, I give him a pass, but I think Geraldo even out douched Big Papa. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, I got to say, considering the fact that, you know, Papa douche did not live up to his name this episode, and the fact that he ended up picking the right person. So I think his reputation's gained a little bit, and Geraldo definitely did not make things better for himself this episode, considering the fact that he was kind of openly mocked by the audience. So I might have to slight Geraldo douche this season.
Yeah. I don't know if I would call Geraldo a douche. And I don't know if Trump was super douchey. Like, I know he could say Donnie douche, but I don't know if any of those guys were super douchey this season.
Mm-hmm. I would say
that's not the Geraldo's word I would use.
Geraldo was at least really douchey in that task where Kevin Jonas got fired. I still feel like there's no excuse for this, for some of the stuff he was doing. So yeah. I think he got better after that task, but still pretty douchey in that task.
Screw the terrorists. We've won.
That's a little douchey too.
A little bit, but his heart's in the right place. Lorax 713 says, do you think anyone other than Lisa brought in money for her charity in the final task? I heard Brandy says she could bring in 17,000, but did Johnny Damon bring in more than a dime all season? I guess that's code for 10K.
Mm-hmm. Like a dime piece?
Yeah, I think so. What do you think? I think this is all on Lisa Gibbons. Maybe Nick Jonas.
Yeah, I'd say Kevin Jonas probably at least brought in some.
It was from Nick Jonas, the money that guy brought in.
Yeah, exactly. It's from the other two Jonas Brothers. I'm also surprised, like, do you think maybe, I mean, I guess Olivia Newton-John went over well, but I think Lisa could have easily had the Jonas Brothers play that thing as well.
Yeah, unless the other Jonas Brothers don't take the phone calls from Nick Jonas or Kevin Jonas.
Yeah, Kevin, they're too busy being mobbed at the other theme parks across America.
Yes, yes. All right, Lance Davis says, with NBC and the Donald announcing a season 15 of Celebrity Apprentice, what are the chances we see Rob take his rightful seat at the boardroom table during the next installment? Cue the OJ's music. That I don't have queued up, but I have.
Close enough.
That's right. Rob, what do you think? What do you think I should? What do you think of that decision? Oh, Mr. Trump, I think that was. I think you made the right call. I think you made the right call. It was difficult, but I think you made the right decision.
That's all you're gonna say every time. Like, oh, good call. That's a good call.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's what you do. I'm practicing.
Yeah, you do that, and you read off like, here's what the executive said about your thing. That's all the Trump kids kind of did
yes.
this season.
The executives at NatureBox, they liked the use of the animated nom noms. They thought that was really good, but they didn't like that you didn't really get the idea of healthy and delicious. They felt like that your presentation just focused on healthy, but not also delicious.
Yeah, you didn't. If we felt you didn't really concentrate on the dark cocoa almond market. You kind of left that out in the cold.
Yeah. Yes. So that's on the negative side. On the positive side, George Lopez, they really liked everything you were doing about the sriracha cashews. That was good.
You might actually be predicting a future task on Celebrity Apprentice right now.
Yeah.
If this happens a year from now, I think we're gonna look like prophets.
Yes, I think so. All right. This is from Edward Morris. Ed Morris says, who on this cast will be in the next Sharknado? Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, I feel like Gilbert Gottfried is going to be in the next Sharknado.
Yes. Yes. I think that would be good. I think Donald Trump will be in the next Sharknado.
Yeah, that could be good too.
There will be at least one Trump in the next Sharknado.
He'll make that that appearance that like the Shark Tank guy made, where spoiler alert, he just like was in it for like a second and then he got crushed by the Statue of Liberty's head. Like he'll make like a brief appearance and then get killed off.
Yeah.
But they'll be in Washington, so maybe they won't be too many New York references, but I'm sure they can shoehorn him in somewhere.
Yeah, I wonder how if they shot Sharknado 2 first or shot Celebrity Apprentice first. And did Vivica get cast on Sharknado because of her work on Celebrity Apprentice?
Well, that's a good question. I think I'm pretty sure that Sharknado 2 got filmed, I think, like spring, summer of 2013. Maybe
2013. Okay.
Maybe I'm trying to. I don't remember my shark. I'm not keen on my Sharknado timeline.
Mike, that's before Sharknado 1 even aired.
Oh, that's a good point.
Unless they had a time machine. I don't know. I don't think they shot them like back to back, like
like the Hobbit movies.
Yes, they knew. Oh, hold on. Let's see what Scott St. Pierre is on top of this. Sharknado 2 was last spring summer. Okay. All right. So we'll see. We'll see. But is that possible that Ian Ziering saw all of the stuff going on with Vivica? Like, we got to get her in Sharknado.
Maybe that's the case, but that would be such a random connection, because so you'd think we see more of those cast members in there. That it wasn't like, hey Vivica, you got 3 extra weeks and you're hanging around the city, come on, be in this movie, play one of the supporting characters, because
she had a big part,
yeah. So
also though, Mark McGrath, another Celebrity Apprentice alumni, was in it.
That's true. There's a
will
a lot of,
Judd Hirsch be in the next Celebrity Apprentice?
You could count on it. This is becoming like the Survivor Cook Islands of Celebrity Apprentice.
How right hilarious will it be? Or maybe will Judd Hirsch be the guy who's driving the taxi when the people get picked up after they get fired?
I feel like we're circling back. Didn't we talk about this preseason? I feel like we did.
And Mary Lou Henner was on Taxi.
Oh my God. It all connects.
It all makes sense now. Yes. All right. Lance Davis also wants to know, do you think that the outcome tonight would have been any different if during the final challenge, Geraldo would have just went back to the well and shoehorned his catchphrase "neat, sweet" into the finished commercial presentation. I don't know how that would have gone over.
Yeah, unless he like says it after every exhibit they go to. It really is not. You know, you can't make fetch work, Geraldo. You can't make neat, sweet work.
Yes, maybe could he rhyme anything with universal?
Universal.
How about universal? You could do Wurzel.
All right, Dr. Seuss.
Universal. When it comes to saving money, you'll have a purse full.
Why are they not bringing you in to write these scripts for these final tasks?
Okay. Let's see. Christina Chia. Almost so close to Christina Cha. Almost Christina Cha said, I feel the finale could be improved 110% if they got someone other than Donald to host, such as JB. Thoughts? All right. First off, hashtag 110%. Who's JB?
Is it JB Smoove?
JB Smoove. Oh.
I don't know what the yes. DC reference there, non Christina Cha.
Yes. JB Smoove. Then, like, all right. Put your hands together. Geraldo.
George Lopez.
Mr. George Lopez.
Right, that's great, JB, but can you tell me how we did on the task?
Yes. Yeah, not good. All right. So Teddy Blueby wants to say, which celebrity would you like to see next season? All right. Well, I guess if we're on the subject.
All right. There was one at, like, there were a couple of contestants that have been like spoiled in the past to be on the seasons that haven't, that I would like to see on. One of them is Tony Danza.
Yes.
I would love to see Tony Danza on.
Ivanka.
And another one
Ivanka. Yeah. Wait a second. Yeah, that would be good.
I would also like to see some name was thrown out for this season. Taylor Hicks, Soul Patrol.
Woo.
I would love to see Taylor Hicks on there just for that.
Yeah. He'd be in the Clay Aiken spot.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm trying to think. You threw out some names while I think of some more.
Let's see. Other people that would be... usually you have to think about who are people that were on other... So either other celebrities in tax trouble. That's usually a red flag. Maybe we could look at that. Or it's like other people that have either, you know, gotten in trouble, trying to reform their image. Warren Sapp could be a good one. He could be in a good spot right now. I know you probably don't know who that is.
I've heard the name before.
Yes. So it's usually that things have to get pretty bad before you go on the Celebrity Apprentice. Let's see. Celebrities with tax problems. let's see.
Lauren Hill. She could be one.
Yeah. The first person that shows up is Teresa Giudice. That's a check. We got her already.
Got her already.
Lauren Hill is number two on the list. This is from the Daily News. Pamela Anderson. Oh.
That'd be a huge pull.
Yes. Yes. Especially considering that the kid from Baywatch was on Celebrity Big Brother this summer.
Oh, that's true. We could have a Baywatch resurgence.
Yes. Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, I think that's too much of a reach.
That's too high.
For now, I would say that's still too high.
Oh, here's one. Lionel Richie.
I could imagine Lionel Richie on
this
there.
This is the cast. We're naming the cast right now tonight. We're fast forwarding. Okay. Christie Brinkley. Oh, she owes hundreds of thousands in back taxes.
Oh, well, especially since now that her guest spot on Parks and Rec is over, I think she needs some more NBC synergy time.
Yeah. That would be good that she could do like Christy, what did you do for your team? Like, well, we were the Uptown Girls and we did a thing about being Uptown, what that's like. That's good. Nick Cage. Oh, could you imagine?
Oh, I would chop off one of my fingers if I could see Nicolas Cage on the Celebrity Apprentice.
He owes millions of dollars in back taxes.
Wow, he makes so much money on his movies.
I don't know. Khloe Kardashian, been there, done that. All right. There's a big overlap for people with tax problems. Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne, that's a check.
Already done that. We could get like Jack Osbourne. Actually, no, Jack
Kelly Osbourne also owes $34,000 in back taxes. Also, recently announced, I don't think we covered it on the show, T.O. was named to owe a lot of money in taxes also.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr. owes money in taxes.
That's a huge reach right there.
Martha Stewart. Also,
did a season about that.
Jamie Presley.
Oh,
that would be a good one.
Is that like the My Name is Earl star? Jamie
yes.
Presley?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That could work.
Oh, how about this? Ja Rule owes more than $3 million. He owes taxes on up to $3 million in income.
If you can get a men's team of George Lopez, Ja Rule, and Nicolas Cage, I will die happy.
Just also on the list. I don't know if this is good podcasting or bad. Sophia Loren, also.
Okay, all right.
Willie Nelson. Oh, that would be good.
Oh, man, that'd be amazing. I can only imagine all the pothead jokes that will go on during that season.
And lastly, but not least, according to the list of 17 celebrities who owe back taxes, as reported by the New York Daily News, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, okay.
He'd be the former athlete.
Yeah, that's he's famous for a few things, Rob.
Yeah. That would be real classic if they could get it. OJ, I know he's serving a jail sentence, but you know, you go to the boardroom and OJ's on your team. It's like all right, Mike, who was your star? Who was your star? Who is your best player?
OJ.
It was OJ. Yeah. OJ was the best. OJ. OJ was good. He did a good job. Oh, Mr. Trump. Let me tell you. OJ Simpson. What a team player.
Nothing wrong with that guy.
Yes, he was our best player. OJ, look at you. OJ, you did. Everybody has such good things to say about you, OJ.
The juice is loose.
Yeah. What can I say, Mr. Trump? Justin Curry says, do you think that Kevin Jonas had so much airtime they're eyeing him for a future All-Star season? No, I think All-Stars Celebrity Apprentice is dead.
Yeah. Unless they do like what Top Chef did a few seasons ago and like bring back three random former players to compete against new people, we're not going to see returning players again anytime soon unless they're dropping by to give money.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Nathan Miller says, I wish they did the final task with the final three. That way more fired celebrities could participate. Then someone could be fired in the final boardroom and the overall winner could be based more upon overall performance. Do you think that they should do a final three?
Well, I know Dalton Ross would be pissed if they went to a final three. I still think they tried it once in like Apprentice 6. They ended up with a final four and the final four split into two teams to do two different tasks. And they didn't even have the final task was with it was a combined effort and it really didn't work. And I think it's extremely hard to keep track of three people doing three completely different things on this show.
Yeah. And in Celebrity Apprentice 2016, I don't know if we need a lot of twists. I think it's working.
No.
I think let's see if it is. Like, that's not like it's, we don't watch the show like Survivor where it's like, how could we improve the gameplay or whatever? It's like, how could we, you know, who could we get that's going to like steal the other person's like a heart medicine and stuff like that? I mean, that's how we're improving this show.
Exactly. It's literally just a show that literally lies in casting. Like it starts and it ends in casting. I feel like there's no need to improve on format considering that Trump can do whatever he wants, including clearing out an entire team after one task. So
yeah,
don't need to worry about twists. Donald will take care of that. Just worry about putting people on the show.
Like who could we get that's going to put Icy Hot in the other team's underwear before the start of the task?
Definitely not OJ. Not OJ.
Zachary Zarnett Klein wants to know, what opportunities do you think are, I'm sorry, what opportunities do you think being on the show will give Geraldo and Lisa? I don't know. I think that the Celebrity Apprentice career bump, I think probably ended at Joan Rivers. I don't think that Arsenio, it became the springboard for him that I think he thought it was going to be.
No, I think Lisa will be brought back into the spotlight a little bit just because I feel like she's kind of been ignored a bit. And I'm not sure if she's retired from journalism, but I mean, Trump brought up that she'd be good on the Today Show. I think she'd do really well as a journalist again. So maybe it can mean a spot for Lisa amongst of some sort of morning news team. But other than that, yeah, Geraldo's off doing his own thing.
Yeah. She could do that. If she wanted to get like into like the fourth hour of today mix and stuff like that, I think she'd be fine. Yeah.
Yeah. But Geraldo, no, he's going his own way.
No. Geraldo proved he's unhireable after this. All right. Last question from Edward Morris wants to say, will Lisa be making appearances as a judge? It seems that only Joan and Piers are the remembered winners.
No, I think they vary here and there. Like, I think Bret Michaels made an appearance on the season after he won. I know John Rich interviewed the people the season after he won. I think it's probably based on availability. So I'm assuming if Lisa's around, she'll make an appearance.
Okay. All right. Mike Bloom, we've got so much going on the podcast this week. Tuesday night, we're going to have the Mr. Survivor debates live 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to have so much Survivor content this week. I'm going to talk with Angie Kontz about her character types. We're going to talk, go through that whole list of that she has all these personality types that she assigns to the players. I'm going to talk with David Bloomberg, the person who was the founder of Reality News Online, to talk about what Survivor Worlds Apart survivors should have learned by this time. That's going to be a very, very fun show. Plus, Corinne Kaplan and her binder are coming by later this week.
This is fantastic. It feels a little bit like a sunrise sunset situation in terms of we are saying goodbye to the Celebrity Apprentice, but I know there's so much Survivor stuff for you around, an amazing race for you around the corner, literally next week. This couldn't have ended at a better time for you.
Yes. Everything's working out. The last I talked to Corinne, she said her binder was 36 pages long.
Wow. Is it about like four people?
Yeah. She's got done with two people. She says this is the best cast that Survivor has ever put together.
From a purely bashing perspective.
Yes. Yes. And also, I'll also be previewing Amazing Race 26 this Wednesday night. So Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. So
awesome. It's all around the corner.
It's all around the corner. And speaking of around the corner, if you watch Celebrity Apprentice and you DVR'd Better Call Saul, watch it now, because in an hour and 5 minutes, I'm going to be live with Antonio Mazzaro to talk about Better Call Saul tonight.
Fantastic. I'm excited. I hope nobody has salsa on their rugs, or at least they've scrubbed it out enough in time to watch the episode.
Yes. Yes. All right, Mike, hashtag.
This is going to be, should we do like a hashtag and put in a, you know, we can put in like hashtag George Lopez 2016.
Yes, that's
or
fine.
George, OJ 2016.
No, George Lopez 2016 is fine.
Fantastic.
All right. Thanks everybody who stuck around with us and watched all of our Celebrity Apprentice recaps from the whole season. I've been very pleasantly surprised with the turnout from you guys as well. All of you, everybody that was watching the show live on Monday nights and coming to watch Mike and I. And I really appreciate all the support across the last 8 weeks. So thank you guys so much. And we are just getting geared up. I'm also moving this weekend. But then once that's over, boy, we are going to be really raring to go. We got the new RHAP Studios is coming together. It should be really great.
This is fantastic. And I mean, I'll speak in all sincerity that I'll agree with you, Rob, and I'll say it's been really nice to hear from everybody over the past few weeks, especially people who have said that they've, you know, started watching The Celebrity Apprentice because of this. And I would say in the time that you have down between now and the indeterminate eighth season, go and check out previous seasons. This is a lot of fun. My mic size may have gotten smaller, but my heart has only grown larger doing these with you, Rob.
Your heart has gotten bigger from this. Oh my God.
I'm like the Grinch, Rob.
It's not like an enlarged heart situation, right?
That's no, dangerous. No, that's no, no. Good. Well, I wouldn't know because somebody stole my heart medication, Kenya.
There you go. Bring it all back. All right. All right. So that's going to be it for us tonight. Thanks, Scott St. Pierre, for all the questions tonight. In the words of the great Vivica A. Fox, to everybody here for Celebrity Apprentice 2015. Hold on. I screwed it up.
Bye, Trick.
Bye.
Bye, Trick.
Bye, Trick. Bye, Trick.
Bye, Trick.
Bye, Trick. Bye, Mike.
Bye, Rob.
And this season is now fired.